Junk English may not be a term you're familiar with, but you've no doubt heard it. The phrase refers to what happens when you take something ordinary and make it sound more exciting by giving it a new name. Thus, spying becomes intelligence gathering, a move or change becomes transition, and turn on becomes activate. Ken Smith coined the phrase junk English as the title of his first book in 2001. Smith recently came into our New York bureau to talk about the continuing de-evolution of the English language with his second collection, Junk English 2. He told us a story he says illustrates why junk English is a problem.
I was on a radio call-in show, and we were talking about one section of the book, which is called Classroom Cacophony, which is all this junk English that's used in schools nowadays. And we were talking about this term, capstone experience. Okay, now a capstone experience, when I went to school, was called a final exam. But it's not called a final exam anymore. It's called a capstone experience. And a teacher called up, and she was very upset. And she said, a capstone experience is not a final exam. It is a culminating assessment project.
Oh, that clears it up.
And here you've got a, you know, clarifying a capstone experience as a culminating assessment project doesn't help. And that is frightening to me because I'm a writer. I work with words. I understand the power of words. I understand how words can shape your perception of reality. And that's, to me, the basis of what, to use the word basis, which is a junk English word. See, I can't stop of what junk English is and why it is important.
Maybe that explains this next question. I mean, you had just put out your first book in early September 2001, and you write in the intro to this one, you didn't think you were going to have to write another one, and then...
I didn't want to write another one, frankly.
So why did you? What happened?
I was actually heading into New York on 9/11 to pick up copies of the book, which had just come into the publisher, and someone at the publisher called me and said, hey, you better turn your television on, and I did, just in time to see the plane strike the second tower, and the newscaster came on and kept saying over and over again, this is incredulous. This is absolutely incredulous. Now, I mean, I know as a writer that incredulous was used as a synonymous with incredible back in Shakespeare's days, but I really don't think that that was what this woman was referring to. She was trying to think of a more impressive way to say incredible. And I realized that the language has just sort of spiraled downward ever faster. And so I mean, I wanted to write other books, but I couldn't escape it. Couldn't escape junk English, and so I had to write a second one.
But you admit the word incredulous was used in the Bard's Day back in Shakespeare's time.
Yes, it was.
I mean, is it really worse now than in the past?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely. Even the past 3 years, it's gotten worse. I think it's gotten worse for a number of reasons. People are exposed to this stuff all the time, so that they really don't see an alternate. It's gotten worse because we've been reinforced into doing it. I mean, the guy who coined, I don't know, the word envisioneer to describe his boss, he didn't get fired. He got a raise. We learn from experience that if we're in an office or with any kind of organization, we have to talk the talk. And if everyone else is using this kind of language, we have to use it too. Otherwise, we look like outsiders. And why the hell are you on the payroll if you're an outsider?
So you've written a book that a certain number of people will see here, but in the larger sense, do you have a solution to this problem?
Well, people can't change the language. An individual can't change the language. But you can be aware. That's the starting point. Be aware of what is going on with American English. And the next time that you're talking with someone and you're about to say the word, I don't know, proactive, stop yourself and say assertive. Just use the simple, common, honest English word instead. And that's a start. You can't change the language, but you can change your language. And maybe if we all did that, that would stop this slide into sloppy usage and frankly, dishonest usage.
Ken Smith is the author of Junk English 2, and he joined us from the New York Bureau. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jennifer. Thank you.